Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Super excited to get to talk with you today. Sans my regular microphone, so you can hear my voice is actually not as cool as I pretend that it is. I am in Vegas. We just had our Millionaire Mastermind event. I got the opportunity to speak at the ISSA to a packed house. It was super fun. And Cleaning Nation, you guys showed up huge. It was so good to be able to have you guys here. I figure I'll give you a quick view of, I don't know if you can see it, but that is the Strip. We're just right at the Bellagio. Having a great, and I got, you know, coming out there proud. So anyway, for all of those of you who joined us here at the ISSA and our Millionaire Mastermind, had a dinner last night with the Next Level folks. Really, really glad to have you. And I got to tell you, I am just so honored to serve you guys. You know, I do these Facebook Lives and podcasts and all that. And it's a lot of fun, but it's just kind of me talking at you guys. And, you know, we get good feedback, but it's different from being able to hug people and hear stories of people's lives changing. And I just want to personally tell you guys, Cleaning Nation, it is an honor to serve you. And I'm really proud to be able to work with such just great people. You guys are freaking amazing. So that's where we're at with that. Okay. That said, and it's going to be tough. Usually we've got a bunch of, Millionaire Mastermind folks and Next Level folks on, but I think they're at the ISSA event today, or we all stayed out too late last night. So that maybe they're sleeping. So it's, I don't know if any of you guys are there. If you are, give me a shout out in the chat today. We are going to chat about why you aren't winning bids for your cleaning company. The problem is, you're not getting kind of the good bids, right? And when you lose them, oftentimes it is because you're charging the right amount or a fair amount. And the only way that you feel like sometimes that you can win them is to undercharge, in which case, in my humble opinion, you're not really winning the bid, right? If that makes sense. I heard a phrase in construction that I've always remembered, which is it's always better to lose a winner than to win a loser, right? And so many people feel like, oh, Kim Johnson's like, we're here, but we're on our way to ISSA. I had such a cool time with Team Jim, as we call them, which is Jason and Kim Johnson, some of my favorite people in the world. Good to have you guys on. So I think they're driving, which is the best. And Adriana is here. So glad to see you, sister, virtually, we always talk about it. It's always better to win a loser than lose a winner. It's always better to lose a winner than win a loser, which just means a lot of times we get a bid that we're like, well, we didn't really bid it right, but we won, right? And it's like, did you really win, right? If you're just trading time for money and they're taking a bunch of your capacity to serve, but you're not making any money, it's there's a cost to that, right? And a lot of times we don't get that cost. And I want to make sure that we do here. So the problem is when you can't close bids, but you don't have the skill that we're going to talk about today on how to effectively win bids at the right price for your cleaning company, you can't invest in marketing, right? Because it's wasted money. And if you can't invest in client attraction, you're stuck. You know, you're one of those people that we hear, it's like, oh, I've grown my company completely based on, you know, repeat and referral, which is nice, right? We love repeat and referral, but hey, Denise, good to have you, sister. But if that's the only way we're going to grow, it's not scalable. It's not repeatable. It's not certainly not dependable. We're just kind of stuck at growing at the level we think we can grow, right? So we want to make sure that we've got active ways to attract the right clients. And to do that, really, to do it well at a high level is going to cost money. And if we're going to spend money, we need to have some sort of confidence that those customers are going to turn in, or those bids are going to turn into customers, or that money's wasted. So if we can't get this bidding figured out, it can really put a stranglehold on your business. And not only is it going to cheat your company and your family, but your prospective employees who are praying for a job like you could offer, and ultimately your community. So really, this has a big deal. Oh my gosh, Kim says, we love you, Mike and Nat. They're the best. Evie Lynn's in the house. Yay, Evie Lynn. I think I'm going to get to talk to you here in a little bit on the call. I've been missing you, sister. All right, so that's kind of where we're at. If you're not able to win bids for your cleaning company, not only are you stuck in growth, you can't invest in marketing. And oftentimes it can be really hard to price it right when you're like, if I'm only getting one or two bids per month, it's terrifying to price it right, because you kind of feel like If I don't get this one, there won't be another one around the corner. But there's not another one around the corner because you're not investing in marketing. But you can't invest in marketing because you don't know how to close the bids, and then you're just wasting money. So it's a nasty circle, and we want to figure out how to get out of that forever today. So the first thing we've got to overcome is this crazy belief, and it's crazy that, well, I've got to bid. If someone wants me to bid, I got to bid, right? If they say jump, I got to say how high, right? I'm all about whatever we need to be in. There's whether it's outside of my, you know, and a lot of, you know, residential, like, well, I'm residential, but I got a, you know, somebody, an opportunity, and that word opportunity, you got to be really careful with. I got an opportunity to bid a commercial bid. And what they really mean is I'm not getting enough bids, so I got to bid everybody, all right, or out of my area, or at times we don't clean, or just something we're not specialist in. And that's a great way to kind of get our butts handed to us, is bidding the wrong people. So we've got to get off of that, whatever. And again, this all comes from the scarcity. If we don't know how to attract the right clients and prospects to us, then we kind of are more tempted to not only bid some jobs that we probably shouldn't be bidding, but we bid at an amount we definitely shouldn't be bidding at, right? So we got to get off of this, I've got to bid whoever, whenever, and move to, when I've got a fully functioning client attraction system, I can be selective. I get to choose who I work with, which is really the first step into winning bids, right? Because if you're just kind of begging and they know it, it's really hard to win a bid. And then even when you do, it's oftentimes the bid that everyone else is smart enough to know is a bad job. And you were the only one that didn't know, right? All right. The next thing is, we have this belief that it's just going to cripple you, which is where the bids come from has nothing to do with the quality or what I'm going to charge. And that couldn't be further from the truth. A good way to put it is pre-framing, right? So if, let's see. If someone is like Kim and Jason Johnson, some of my favorite people, they're on. If they referred someone to me and said, oh my gosh, Mike has, you know, helped change my life. He's amazing. You should absolutely talk to him. If you're coachable, man, you get ready for a life change. That person, that experience I'm going to have with them is going to be completely different if, than someone else that comes off, you know, maybe they just read one comment online, like Mike's super expensive, which I am, by the way. And that's all they have about me, right? So the pre-frame, how these people are going to come to you, has a massive amount with your ability to not only convert them, but also charge them a fair amount. So we kind of treat all bids equal. And again, certainly with referrals, hopefully sometimes we might treat them a little better, right? Like, I want to make sure we take good care of everybody, but Kim and Jason send me someone, they're going to get the red carpet for sure. So we've got to kind of get off of this. We can't control, it doesn't matter where people come from, and we can't control it, right? And we're going to talk about this a little later, but it's really important that you're able to kind of construct a conversation that you want to have had online around your business so we can kind of teach them to buy. So one of the things we have to understand is where the bid comes from and what the pre-frame is, what they hear about you and your company prior to showing up on the call is a big deal. That has a lot to do with your ability to get the bid, your ability to charge a fair price, and all that other stuff. So it's not just, you know, they showed up, and what happened prior to them calling or emailing in has nothing to do with nothing, has everything to do with everything. Hey, Veronica Bravo on the phone. Man, we got a good group today. I was worried everyone would be at the ISSA with us here and I wouldn't be on, but everyone's turning up. Good to have you. All right. The next thing is, we've got this belief that it's all about money and they're just going to take the cheapest price. Again, there are some customers that is the case. Those are not the customers that we want to bid. So many of us do one of two things. One, we bid everybody and then just feel like it's always about the price. There's nothing I can do. Two, because we feel that it's all about the price, we'll just go as low as we think we can and cut our own knees off to not make any money. The right thing. Hey, J. Tony Rodriguez in the house. Thank you. And Amanda McKenzie. Hey, everybody. We're just getting a great group today. So the reality is we don't want to get away from those beliefs that A, they're only going to pay what they're going to pay, or they're always going to take the cheapest price, and B, I have no control over the quality or caliber of clients. Everyone just wants the cheapest price, and move to the reality that your automated client attraction system, which you absolutely need to have. So if you don't have an automated system that brings you clients, and you want to grow, that's going to have to be priority number one. It should train them how to buy, right? On the phone with you guys here now, certainly I'm trying to train you and help you and bring you value, but I'm also telling you how to buy, right? Like I just said earlier, like, and I'm expensive. I got to tell you, the reason we're expensive is we've charged all over the price board, cheap, middle, expensive, and we found the cheap people get a cheap experience because there's only so much we can do for them, and their commitment level is so low. The people that are really willing to invest in themselves, they get a massive experience because we can invest back in them because we've got lots of money and they're committed. So when I explain that to you, I'm kind of teaching you how to buy, right? And again, that's not the entire goal, but if you listen to the, if you subscribe to the podcast and you listen long enough, Ileana's in the house, our new elite member. Good to have you, sister. So all that to say, as you're helping your clients with the your client attraction system, you should really be teaching them how to get the best results for themselves. And again, we're assuming that you are helping them get the best results and you have the ability to do that. So you're kind of teaching them how to get the best outcome in their world. And because you know what you're doing, your system is going to be the best outcome. So you're kind of teaching them how to buy and programming them to, when they come to you, understand exactly what they need and how to get it. So that conversation when they come to you isn't really about price, it's about getting them their outcome, which is the goal anyway, right? So again, if the people's like my only someone came to me and said my only goal is to get the cheapest coaching available, I would say, do you care about the outcome of your business, right? Do you just want someone to coach you, or do you really want transformation in your business? And if they said, I just want someone to coach me, I don't care if I get any results at all, well, holy crap, that I'm not going to take them on as a client at all. I'm going to say, go find somebody on Fiverr that'll coach you for $5. You won't get any transformation, but there you go. So you want to make sure that you're really focusing your message and your communication on the result that they want, not the price. And the price will be what the price is. Hey, Bianca. Oh my gosh, we've got everybody here. What a great day. So we really got to get off of that belief. Because again, if we believe it, we'll attract it. If we believe it's all about money, no one's got any money, they're always going to go with the lowest price, that's who you're going to attract, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. However, when you go, I've got a unique value to give to the world, and I'm the only one in the world. I was just having this conversation with Jason and Kim this week, and actually our coach Mariana was, and I was watching it in awe. They are amazing human beings, and they've got a very successful business in kind of a smaller town. And hopefully they don't mind me sharing this. They're just kind of like, hey, I think we clean and we do a good job, but there are other people that can clean, and they kind of move to understand, like, they bring value to their clients that no one else brings. Kim loves their people, both their employees and their customers, more than anyone else out there. I'm sure she won't say this because she's not proud enough or she's too shy, but she could literally go, you might find someone that could clean as well as we do, or maybe for cheaper or whatever, but you're never going to find someone that clean that cares about you and your building and your outcome in your life like I do. And some people won't pay for that, and that's not their customers. The good people will go, holy crap, that's exactly what I want. I want someone that cares about my building and my outcome and my life as much as I do. So it's very cool to be able to watch you guys have that transformation. All right, another couple weird things is, I've got to pressure people to buy. That's crazy, for because everybody. That's what one of the things I love about you guys as a community. You are not high pressure people, right? You're not the kind of like, well, if I have to yell or scream or beg or kind of put a bunch of pressure on them, that's what I'll do, right? Everyone I talk to in this industry hates the high pressure, but they feel like they have to. And the reality is, there isn't. There should be pressure, and that pressure should be internal. So really, what you need to do is help them understand their own life and their frustration, what they're going through, and the cost it is to them and their business, and get them clear and committed to solve it. Once that happens, there will be pressure, but it'll be internal. They'll know, holy crap, this is costing me. Holy crap, this isn't working. I've got to get something done. And they'll have their own pressure, which is good. Internal pressure from them to solve the problem because you've helped them understand it. Very effective and helpful. External pressure from you going, you got to do this, you got to whatever. Those people, you kind of pressure from the outside is always going to get resistance. But when they're pressuring themselves from the inside because they know they want this change, you can really just support them, which is a lot more fun and crazy. It's a lot more effective. So a lot of people think, well, I have to high pressure, which I won't do, so I guess I can't, I can't sell very well. Could be further from the truth. The people that are trying to high pressure, short-term results almost never works, and it's really frustrating. The people that are just serving and getting them clear on their commitment and their problems, and then helping them solve those problems, that's a great long-term solution. So the cool thing is you can kind of align your beliefs and your desires with being effective, right? It's not either or. I have to be a good salesperson and high pressure, or not high pressure, be a bad salesperson. It's the opposite. High pressure is not a good salesperson. Even this whole, you know, as you're doing a walkthrough, like a lot of even on the residential and the commercial are like, oh, I'll run my hand over a dusty surface. So they'll, you know, to show them, you know, how bad their place is. That's not your job, right? All you're really doing is trying to show them what a bad decision they made and make them feel bad about themselves. What you want to do is focus, and we're not focused on the other guy. We're focused on their pain and their problem and getting them committed to solve it. That's it. So they know the dust is there. They're not worried about that. So don't try and play these, you know, mind games about, you know, showing them how bad it is kind of subtly. We don't have to do any of that goofy stuff. Just ask questions, be curious, be caring, really try to understand where they're at in their life and what, again, it's not super fun doing, having someone come out and getting a bid, right? They're doing it because they have a pain, right? They didn't just call you out for fun, like, hey, I got nothing better to do. I'm going to get a bunch of cleaners out here and walk my building, right? They have a pain. Ask questions about that and try to understand it as opposed to trying to like, teach them something, right? Again, it's internal pressure versus external pressure. Kirk says, are you in Vegas? I am in Vegas. Look, I have proof. There's a, wait a second. Is that, there's the Paris Pairs. We're at Bellagio kind of looking down. If the water show goes off while I'm on the thing, I'll show it to you. So I am in Vegas, but I'm actually doing my elite call just about as soon as that this is over. And then I'm heading home. So I got to speak yesterday at the kind of the paid training event stuff. And we had a great time, but I will be, Kirk says I'm sitting in HCT class, so the volume's down. I love it, Kirk. Great to have you, buddy. So sadly, no, we don't ever do booths. Again, we've got so much. Again, the client, perfect example. We've got a client attraction system. We get about 300 leads per month coming to us wanting help. And we can barely keep up with that. So we don't have a booth trying to get more leads. And I would never be sitting in a booth like, hey, let me sell you crap. Just not our vibe. But sorry, I'll miss you, Kirk. All right. Good. So the next thing we've got to get over on the bidding that is absolutely going to kill kind of your closing ratio and your ability to sell is this belief that you should work your tail off for a bid, right? You should, you know, you go, they call you out and you go do a job walk and then you go put together a big bid and then you go present it or the email, whatever. And you should do all this work and then expect them to ghost you, right? Like before you give them the bid, you call them, you email them and the question you need, like they're Johnny on the spot, man. They're all over helping you. But then after you give that bid, you call them, you email, you send carrier pigeons, like you send flowers, what's going on? And they just ghost you. And we get pissed at them. Like, oh, they're jerks or they're whatever, whatever, whatever. The reality is, you know, the first time someone, a customer does that, shame on them. The second or third or 33rd time someone does that, shame on you for setting up a system where that works, right? So you can actually set up a system where you don't give them a bid unless you've got their budget in a clear future as to what's going to happen next. So I'm going to say that again because it's really important. And again, this stems from the someone calls me for a bid. I have to take their money. I have to do whatever they ask. No questions asked. I'm just kind of their, I don't want to say they're slave, but would be they have money, so I got to do what they want. Bull crap, right? We've got to set it up so before you even give them a bid, you get crystal clear on their pain, what's going on, what problem you're trying to solve. No pain, no sale, ever. No pain, no sale. If you're writing stuff down, I'll say it three times. No pain, no sale. Your job is to get their pain. If there is no pain, don't give them a bid. Why would you give them a bid to solve what problem, right? If they're not even clear on what it is you're trying to do for them, why would they spend money for you to do it? So make sure that you understand their pain first. If you have their pain, before you give them a budget or a price, you should know what their budget is, right? Abby Lynn says this so works. I would agree, Abby Lynn. And she's, yeah, I got a bunch of amazingly positive things to say to Abby Lynn, about Abby Lynn, but I'll save that for a different time. So once we've got their pain and they're committed to solve it, absolutely, we need a budget, right? Why would you try and guess what? And again, this is more on the commercial side, to be fair. On the residential side, I will give, you know, usually you're going to give a bid right there and expect to just solve it. So this is kind of for the commercial folks that, you know, if it's a small bid, guys, gals on commercial, don't feel like you have to like, oh, I'll go put together a bid and come back. Give them, if it's a $300, $400, $500, $600 bid that you can kind of figure out what it would cost right then and there, freaking solve their problem right there. Don't come back. But for the larger bids, we're like, whoa, this is, you know, $3,000-$4,000 a month. I really have to do some, you know, you have to figure out what the price is. Make sure that before you leave, you've got a budget, right? And the reason is we'd like to, the opportunity to give two bids, right? One bid, if say, once you're super clear on their pain and what you need to do to solve it, and you're clear on their budget, well, one of two things is going to happen. One, you can solve that pain for their budget. Good deal. You should expect to, you know, not only not get ghosted, you should really be like, if I come back and we can solve your pain and your budget's $2,000 a month and we're at $2,000 a month or less, you should just expect to get started, right? And say it costs $2,500 to solve their pain, but their budget's $2,000, you can give them two bids, right? Here's a $2,000 bid that won't solve all the pains that you have. We can't come as often and do the things as much as you like, but it'll solve most of your pain in your budget. Or to solve all of your pain is $2,500. You can kind of give a dual prong bid. So there's all sorts of stuff you can do to serve and help, but only if you understand their budget. So I'm never going to give a bid if I don't know their budget on the commercial side. So again, before I give a bid or before I would coach you to give a bid, you're going to have a clear future as to what's going to happen. And then you're going to know what the budget is, right? There's nothing worse than giving a $3,000 a month bid. And that's what it takes to fix it. And they're like, oh, we think we can get this done for $1,200. Well, then you're just wasting everybody's time. Okay. The last thing I want to give you, and then we'll kind of wrap up, is once you lose a bid, it's time to move on to the next one. Oh, that one's gone. Moving on. Couldn't be further from the truth. That's what your competition does. That's the beautiful thing. That's why there's so much opportunity here. I promise you, everyone else bidding with you, right? So before the bid goes, there's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, I wouldn't do a cattle call with like 8 bids, but sometimes there are. Once that happens, as soon as they award the bid, often to the lowest bidder who's not going to do a good job, everyone else forgets about them. You can be the one that doesn't forget about them. And guess what? They're the best leads because they lock in that cheap price. That's not going to solve their problem. They don't know it now, but 3 months from now, they're going to know it. So that's a great time to continue an automated follow-up system with them, educating them what we talk about and building that relationship. So in a month to 3 months, when they realize the horrible mistake they've made, all those other 5 or 6 bidders are gone, but you've been building that relationship the whole time. Super easy to come in. Price objections, no good. So that's probably the biggest, not the biggest, but it's a big kind of lost opportunity. These bids that you didn't get 1 to 3 months later, man, they are, they're great leads. Deborah says, every time I've asked their budget in residential, it seems to weird them out and they stop communicating. How do I overcome that? Great question. Typically, the people freak out if you ask budget. And again, on residential, because it's typically going to be, you know, $200-$300 a month, I wouldn't ask a budget. I just give it to them. But, if it weirds them out, it's because you haven't built, you haven't asked enough questions and they're not confident that you're clear on their pain and understand them and are committed to help them. So, again, you've got to build trust. And because again, the goal of getting their budget isn't so you could be like, well, I was going to charge $1,500, but your budget's $1,800. So I'm going to raise my price. You always price the same, right? So as long as you know that the only reason you're getting their budget is to serve them at a higher level and help solve their problem, you can ask with confidence. But if you feel that they're going to feel that you're trying to do it so you can get more money, then yeah, you're going to get some resistance. And the reason you're getting resistance is they don't think that you have their best interest at heart. So you have to make sure that as you're being caring and compassionate and curious, when you're going through uncovering their pain and getting them committed to solve it, that really builds enough rapport where they believe and trust and like you. So when you ask questions, and you tell them at the beginning, we go over all this in step 6 of the Clean Profit Method. You tell them you're going to ask a bunch of questions and to be able to solve them, you're going to need them to answer it. So you kind of set the stage. All this is how you preframe it, how you preframe how they get to you, how you preframe the conversation. Just like Kirk said, hey, are you going to be at a booth? I preframed the whole world by going, I would never do a booth. I'm not going to stay in there and have people come up and be like, hey, sell your crap to me. We don't do that. You guys come to me and sell your need to me, right? So it's all about preframing. Hopefully that answers your question, Deborah. Melissa says, hi, team. I was so excited. She was actually at my presentation yesterday at the ISSA, and we got to have dinner with like 20 people last night, and she was there, and it was so good to get to meet you, Melissa. I think she's here in Vegas, so it's pretty easy for her to come. All right. So once the moral of all this story is once you know how to bid, you have a massive advantage over your competition. All I do all day, every day is coach owners of cleaning companies all over the world. And so few people know how to do this. And once you've got this and you know how to do this, you can start winning bids. And if you start winning bids, you can start investing in client attraction systems because you actually get a payoff. So if this is what you want, Deborah says, thank you, so helpful. So glad I got you. It's always tough on these kind of one-way conversations to know if I really scratched where you itch. But I promise you, Deborah, thank you for asking that, because there were other people that had that same, hundreds of people have that same questions that aren't able to join us live. So you got to be their voice. Okay. Once you know how to bid, you've got just huge advantage over your competition. You can start investing in your client attraction system because it pays off. And again, this is what we do all day, every day. So if you're mildly interested in growing your cleaning company, we're not a fit. This podcast is perfect. If you're all in committed, you're like, I really want to go to the next level, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's a completely complimentary on-demand training that I spent a ton of time on. That's got all the good stuff that you really, really need. There's not even anything for sale on it, but it really is only for people that are looking to transform their business, because it's a lot of mindset shifts. Gotta be really careful when you say that, especially when you're broadcasting. There's a lot of mindset shifts that are really important in there for you. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the complimentary on-demand training. Can't wait to see you there. Really enjoyed hanging out with you guys, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.